Hey everyone, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to dish out some real talk about relationships, attachment styles, and how to build those secure, happy connections we all crave. Ever feel like you're stuck in a romantic rut? Or maybe you find yourself repeating the same relationship patterns over and over again? Well, guess what? You're not alone. These frustrating cycles often stem from our attachment styles, these deeply ingrained patterns of relating that we develop in childhood and carry with us into adulthood. Today, we're diving deep into how your attachment style can make or break romantic success. Trust me, understanding this stuff is like having a secret weapon for navigating love. It's not about blaming yourself or your partner, it's about gaining awareness, building self-compassion, and learning how to communicate more effectively. So, buckle up because we're about to unpack some juicy insights. First things first, let's talk about the four main attachment styles. Secure, anxious, avoidant, and fearful avoidant. Secure folks tend to be confident, trusting, and independent. They know how to give and receive love without getting too clingy or shutting down emotionally. Anxious types, on the other hand, crave intimacy but often worry about being abandoned or rejected. They might come across as overly needy or dependent, constantly seeking reassurance from their partners. Avoidant individuals tend to prioritize independence and self-reliance. They value personal space and can sometimes appear emotionally distant or aloof. Finally, fearful avoidant folks are caught between a rock and a hard place. They long for connection but also fear getting hurt. They might push people away while secretly yearning for closeness. Now, knowing your attachment style is just the first step. The real magic happens when you start understanding how it influences your interactions in romantic relationships. Secure individuals tend to have healthy, balanced relationships because they communicate openly and honestly, trust their partners, and feel comfortable expressing their needs. Anxious types might struggle with communication and often find themselves seeking constant reassurance from their partners, leading to potential tension and anxiety. Avoidant folks, while valuing independence, might struggle to fully commit or express their emotions, leaving their partners feeling emotionally neglected. Fearful avoidants often sabotage relationships due to their fear of intimacy. They might push their partners away even when they desperately want to be close, creating a frustrating cycle of longing and rejection. Think about it. Have you ever felt like your partner didn't understand your needs? Or maybe you found yourself constantly seeking validation or reassurance? These patterns can often point to underlying attachment issues that need addressing. Let me tell you a story. Sarah, a friend of mine, always attracted partners who were emotionally unavailable. She craved deep connection, but her anxiety would drive her to cling and demand constant reassurance, pushing her partners away in the process. It wasn't until she started understanding her anxious attachment style that she realized how her behavior was sabotaging her relationships. By learning healthy coping mechanisms and communication strategies, Sarah finally learned to build secure and fulfilling connections. She realized that self-awareness was key. Understanding her triggers and patterns allowed her to create a more loving and balanced relationship with herself and her partners. So, what can you take away from this episode? Remember, your attachment style isn't a life sentence. It's simply a blueprint that can be modified and healed. By understanding your own patterns and those of your partner, you can create a roadmap for healthier, happier relationships. Today, I want you to reflect on your own relationship experiences. Do you see any patterns emerging? Maybe you find yourself constantly seeking validation or pushing partners away. Take a moment to acknowledge these patterns without judgment. The first step towards healing is awareness. Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts. What are some of the challenges you face in romantic relationships? Let's have a conversation. Remember, building secure and fulfilling connections takes time and effort. But with self-awareness, compassion, and open communication, anything is possible. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.